All right. Well, Meech, Cardi B was a vocal supporter of Bernie Sanders in his bid for the presidency. We all know that.
Yep.
And now that he's out of the race, sadly, I'm sad about it. Mm-hmm. She is calling out her young fans who talked a good game about voting for him, but never actually made it to the polls. So Cardi B said this: "I see a lot of young people on the internet always lying. Y'all young blankety blanks. I'm getting sick of y'all. I'm about to start hanging out with my grandmother's friends because they vote." She said, "Y'all don't vote. And that blank is getting me tight." She said, "Y'all be like, we love Bernie, but y'all wasn't voting. Now, you know who be voting? Older people, people that don't give a blank about going to college." She said, "I don't give a blank about going to college and blank. I went to college in 1950. That's why I don't give a blank." Like, she's pretending like she's the older people. She said, "I don't care about being healthy and Medicare. I'm living off my pensions. I work my whole life and I'm living good. Those are the people that are voting. And because of that, that means Bernie is out of the race. And now we got to vote for Joe Biden." She's pretty upset. Cardi B is going off. So she went on to say, "I do not want 45 to be president again." You can check out everything else Cardi B had to say, hot937.com.
It's crazy. I'm upset too. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I am too. And it's probably his last chance to run for president. I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders is older.
Right.
He really was looking out for the younger generation, and the younger generation failed to vote for him. So she is correct.
Right.
She's correct in saying that. Megan Thee Stallion is offering a financial lifeline to healthcare workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Yesterday, she invited so-called healthcare hotties to drop their Cash App on Twitter. So she said, "To all my hotties that need a little extra cash during this crazy time, I got you." She wrote hashtag hotties at home. She said, "Use the hashtag and drop your Cash App name, or drop the Cash App name of some hashtag healthcare hotties in need. Stay safe and be blessed." So if you work in the healthcare field, you might be getting paid from Megan Thee Stallion, which is awesome.
Nice.
And 50 Cent is finally speaking out about Tekashi 6ix9ine days after he was granted a compassionate release from prison. Today, an audio clip surfaced and is making the rounds, basically with him saying that Tekashi 6ix9ine, who he once referred to as his son, he'd rather have him as his son than his own son, Marquise.
Wow.
So he said, "People ask, you seen your son yet? Nah, I ain't heard from Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's his mother's child now. He's trolling everybody. He better than Marquise, though. I take him before I take my actual biological son." That's what 50 Cent said. So Marquise replied on IG by saying, "Did he just say he'd claim a rat? Oh, no, I don't know what y'all got going on over there. That's some other blank." So anyway, you could check out everything that Marquise had to say, too. And, you know, this beef between 50 and his son, it's been going on for years. In 2018, 50 claimed that he wished his son would get hit by a bus.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
he's
crazy.
Been clowning his son. And also, recently, you know, Marquise was actually at the Masters of Ceremony show featuring Snoop Dogg, DMX, Ludacris, and 50. And during his father's set, like, he was up there dancing and, like, having a great time with Lil' Kim. So one fan noticed that he didn't have, like, an all-access pass.
Yep.
Marquise.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked 50 why, and 50 said, "Because I got a blood test. That's not my kid."
Oh, my God.
You can check out everything else 50 had to say about Tekashi and Marquise on hot937.com. Terrible.